Good afternoon, and this is part two, predicting the effects of the next shake. Videos are now being created enabling that process to be displayed to the eye. Ripples created by the earthquake can now be measured in energy levels and how that energy is likely to affect the local area and how the buildings in that area will stand up or not to its forces. Using these videos, they can now watch as the energy from an earthquake ripples through the countryside to reach its maximum point somewhere, thus enabling the collation of information required to calculate exactly which buildings would be affected and how, once it arrives at that point. New knowledge is now being collected as to exactly what size buildings are more likely to receive a hammering, based on how the ground shakes during each simulation. And this gives we, the people, more comprehension as to why the earth beneath us is moving in a certain way. At the same time, giving our research people more evidence to confirm estimates and calculations for the future. Lucky for us, our government's on to the importance of this research and have supported the project with government-funded supercomputers based in Wellington and in Auckland, giving our engineers that ability to create real-life situations of the impact another quake could turn up with. From the commencement of an earthquake, data can now be collected and collated with the results being available within 30 minutes to an hour, allowing our experts plenty of time to publish to all rescue agencies exactly what and where to expect in the way of damage and how best to respond throughout our whole country. In other words, just like predicting the weather, information will now be available as to what will happen to certain buildings and in what area. Yes, we may moan that we are still receiving aftershocks, and when you're able to stop yourself moaning and start to look on the positive side, these very movements of our ground here in Kiwiland has enabled our scientists to study alongside and to become world leaders in places where other countries are lacking in this vital part of knowing all about our Earth and how it works. We should be proud that we here in New Zealand are seemingly being used as guinea pigs in the critical gathering of knowledge so necessary for the survival of humankind as we know it. And that is the end of my blog. Thank you for reading it, and I ask you to comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.